USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A jury now in place for the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia. Arbery is the 25-year-old black man who was shot while jogging in Brunswick in February of last year. The jury is being made up of 11 white members and one sole black juror. It was a closer than expected race, but New Jersey's governor has held on to his seat.
I was on my way someplace, and it took us longer to get there than we planned.
Race for Garden State Governor, one of just two races of national interest that did prove interesting. Besides the Democrats' win in the Jersey gubernatorial voting, in Virginia's governor's race, it was the Republican Glenn Youngkin beating a former governor of that state, Terry McAuliffe. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
There's been a mass shooting in Norfolk, Virginia. The victims, three women, with two other women wounded and in hospitals after police in Norfolk say the shooting happened on Wednesday. A gunman in custody. The chief explaining the suspect shot one woman. When the other women stepped in to try to help the victim, they all got shot as well. Again, three of them killed. President Biden is applauding final approval of COVID-19 Pfizer vaccines for kids ages 5 through 11.
Today's a great day for American parents, American families, and American children. We've taken a giant step forward to further accelerate our path out of this pandemic.
If you're missing a pig in Pensacola, Florida, or anywhere nearby, it's safe and sound in the custody of animal control after officers had to literally do some pig wrangling on Tuesday morning to capture the loose pot-belly pig, the chase lasting about an hour. They haven't found the owner, so in case it might be yours. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While interest rates are going to stay the same, the Federal Reserve says it's starting to prepare for future rate increases as Fed Chair Jerome Powell announced monthly asset purchases are going to start being reduced each month. That's known also as tapering. The target range for the federal funds rate will remain between 0 and 1/4% for now, but Fed Chair Powell did tell reporters economic growth has been tempered a bit by the continuing effects of the pandemic. GOP senators are keeping a Democratic voting rights bill from moving forward. A motion to proceed with the bill did not hit the 60-vote threshold in the evenly split U.S. Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accused the Republican Party of turning its back on protecting voting rights. Republicans are calling the measure unnecessary. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says paid family and medical leave is being put back in the social spending bill. The California Democrat writing a letter to her colleagues saying she had asked the Ways and Means Committee for its bill that would put the policy back in place. NBC News is reporting 4 weeks of paid leave are included in the plan. Democrats have been debating over whether to include that provision as they're trying to push to get one of President Biden's signature and most expensive legislative bills through Capitol Hill. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.